Today on Real Radio.
We praise him and worship him because of his faithfulness to his glory. God is glory. Hallelujah, glory. Praise be to God, glory. The word is doxa. We get the word doxology. It means the praise, the worship, the adoration, the respect, the focus. Christian, are you praising him? Are you worshiping him? Are you adoring him? Are you respecting him? Are you focused on him?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the book of Revelation. We've been looking at the first verse of chapter 19 and really spending some time looking at it deeply as well as others that are like it, primarily because of the kind of passage it is. It's one of Scripture's outbursts of recognition and praise to the King of Kings, technically referred to as a doxology. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs with more in this presentation called Prelude to the Hallelujah Chorus.
Now, if you and I live on and we die, that judgment or that indictment goes to the next generation of believers. If we are not a praying church, if we are not a Bible-based church, and if we are not a church worshiping, then we are a church in contempt. Contempt of God. And maybe, I hope not ever, but maybe those stones will cry out from the foundation of this building and say, the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the Lord, he is God. Because Jesus said, if my people shut up in worship, the stones will cry out in worship. His faithfulness. Four things. Number one, salvation. He's faithful to save us. After these things, I heard a loud voice. So I'm biblical this morning, yelling at you the way that I am. See that? Loud voice, a great multitude in heaven. You're there. You can put your initials right there. That will be me. Look at you. You're right there, verse 1. Saying, Alleluia, salvation. Praise be to God, salvation. We are to worship him and sing our hallelujahs because he promised salvation, he performed it, and he's provided it. This word salvation, mark it down, it means the rescuing, the delivering, the saving, the taking of us. God saved us. We will be in heaven. Church, listen. We will be in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation. Now, how many of you are Christians? Raise your hand. Okay, put your hand down. On the count of three, say, hallelujah, salvation. Get ready. We're going to practice. One, two, three. Hallelujah, salvation. You got to get used to that. You got to get used to that. We're going to be doing that. Hallelujah, salvation. It's going to happen. You say, Pastor, then don't be there. Just be in hell. Now wait a minute. Heaven's for people who worship the Lord. You want to worship? No. Then don't go. You wouldn't be happy there. All these people are worshiping God. Look at them singing and lifting their hands. Then don't be there. But I don't know about you. Christians worship their God. Number one reason, salvation. Man, number one reason, God saved us. Saved us from what? From sin, from hell, from death. I mean, we may die, but we don't die for long. You know, I don't know Terry's Saivo. I don't know where she was with Jesus. I don't know. I just don't know. And that was a terrible process. But I got news for you right now. If Terry's with Jesus, she could care less. Right now, the debate will rage on. till the Lord comes back. You know what? She's happy as can be if she's with Jesus. The Pope died this weekend. Oh, listen. How does someone get to heaven was the question on MSNBC. How does one get to heaven? And the answer was by being like the Pope. That's the answer given. Well, let me tell you this. And can you guys have a car waiting for me right now in a moment? Jesus said to a man who had a greater status at the time, Nicodemus, the ruler of Israel, in the religious community of Israel, the land of the Bible, Jesus said to him, unless you're born again, you will not see heaven. If John Paul was born again, he's rejoicing with the angels. If John Paul was born again, he's in the presence of God. Listen, if he's not born again, that's not a good thing. You say, well, how can you say such a thing? I'm quoting you Bible right now. Jesus says nobody gets to heaven but by being born again. That's not a club, and it's not an option. You go there by giving your heart to Jesus Christ, the Jesus of the Bible, and trusting him completely for your salvation by faith, plus no works of righteousness. And so this guy on MSNBC says, well, the way you enter heaven is by living like the Pope. That is not how you get to heaven. That's why there's going to be a bunch of wonderful people, and there's going to be a loser like me in heaven. Right alongside you wonderful people saying, hallelujah, salvation. Because you know what? Heaven was given to us because Christ purchased it and provided it freely. The Bible says nobody gets to heaven by being good, by being righteous. Nobody. And so are you born again? Have you bowed your knee and said, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for me personally, and there's nothing more that needs to be. Except this, and not accept, but I should say, in response to the fact that you've done it all, Lord, hallelujah, salvation warrants my absolute devotion. Don't you think? Devotion. Yesterday, we stood right here. I have to hurry. We stood right here, and a couple was getting married, and I've never seen anything like this happen before. The service is going on, beautiful music and singing, and it was just great. And all of his guys, he's standing here, and all of his guys are here. And let me tell you something. Those back doors opened, and I thought Nicole was going to break the arm of her dad coming down that walkway. I mean, they were there like that, and let's go. Come on. I mean, she was moving. And I'm watching this. It's like, whoa. They come up here, and it's so cute because her dad, too, who gives Nicole to Jeffrey? I do. And it's like, wow. And they're up here, and they're just, I'm trying to do a service, and they're looking at each other. And I didn't want to embarrass them, but I went, are you listening to me? I'm giving you the vows here. Are you listening to me? They're just like, devotion. Hallelujah, salvation. Are you devoted to the Lord? I was told a couple of weeks ago, you people at Calvary Chapel, you Christians, you believe in the grace of God. You need to be like us, riding our 10 speeds all around town and getting sweaty and working our way to heaven, because that's real. You guys preach the grace of God, salvation, Jesus died for all your sins and you're going to go to heaven. This is all wrong. What do you do? You put a little odometer on there and rack up the miles? Oh, I made 10,000 miles. I get to come into heaven now. What is that about? No. To those who hear the gospel, they say, yes, Lord. And it's between them and God to live it out. Nobody goes into heaven on someone's coattails. Well, that sounds awful easy. If you want to fight against him, fight against him. But to those who are broken, to those who need salvation, understand that you can't save yourself. The gospel's the greatest thing you've ever heard. And you say, hallelujah, salvation. Because you know what? You can't save ourselves. We can't do it. The second thing is this, and found in verse 1, the second thing is his faithfulness. We praise him and worship him because of his faithfulness to his glory. God is glory. Hallelujah, glory. Praise be to God, glory. The word is doxa. We get the word doxology. It means the praise, the worship, the adoration, the respect, the focus. Christian, are you praising him? Are you worshiping him? Are you adoring him? Are you respecting him? Are you focused on him? Now listen, I would be very careful to miss opportunities to worship him. You guys, your first service, we went from the dead of winter to summer in a day. That's how it is here. You're going to go outside. What are you going to do today? You're going to go, my goodness, you're going to go snow skiing today? Or are you going to go to the beach today? You can go down to Newport Beach and get sunburned, or you can go snow ski today and get sunburned. Isn't that amazing? I don't care what you do today. Just praise him. Doxa. Give him the glory. God's faithful. We should turn and give him the glory. Hey, everybody, is it because I'm getting older, or maybe it's because we had such a wet winter, or I don't know what it is, but I'm starting to appreciate more and more the little things. I see some of you young ones with your little babies, and you've heard me say, take a lot of pictures. And especially if you have a second child. You know, the first child, you've got albums and albums and albums. And then the second child, you got like a, you know, a Polaroid. Didn't you love me growing up? Is it just my home, or did you guys do that too? It's kind of a funny thing. And then the first one, you're like, you know, they're trying to walk, and you go, oh, the first one's. I don't think Rebecca ever saw dirt for like the first year. And then the second one comes along, and they crash and fall and flip, fall down the stairs. You're all right, get up. It's going to be fine. You're okay. Isn't it funny? It's weird. Why am I talking about this? I have no idea. I have forgotten. Give God the glory for everything. Everything. Thirdly, verse 1. After these things, I heard a loud voice and a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, honor. Honor. This is the Greek word value, price be paid, ransom, debt, canceled. Oh, I wish we had months to study just this word. Months, I tell you. God canceled the debt of sin that I was to commit before I was ever born. God knew the rebellion that I would exercise against him. Jesus went to the cross anyway. Who are you this morning? Jesus went to the cross for you anyway. So we're to honor him. We're to shout, the price has been paid. We honor you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for paying my bills. Adultery, fornication, robbery, murder, lying, pride, drunkenness, drugs. Jesus paid for it. Now watch. Oh, he did? Well then, I'm going to become a Christian and go do drugs tomorrow. You can't do that. Because if you're a real Christian, God moves in and changes your life and the Holy Spirit won't let you. In fact, if you're a real Christian, you can go try. And number one, before you ever go try to sin, he's going to knock you out. I'm going to backslide. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to backslide. Go ahead. The Bible says the way of the backslider is miserable. You ever seen a backslidden Christian? Yeah, I used to go to church. But now I'm living for myself. I'm doing my own thing now. Making all my own decisions. I'm the captain of my ship. And the boat's sinking, and the only thing on the sticking out is your little hat floating on the surface, you know. The Christian's miserable when he's not walking with God. You can't even sin right anymore. You used to just sin so perfect. Then you accept Christ and you go try to do that again and you stink at it. You can't even sin right. That's a real believer. If you go try to blow it, which you ought not to do, but if you backslide and you try it, you're miserable at it. You're so funny, you're at a party and you're holding a drink. I'm not a Christian anymore. And you're going, on the inside. The Holy Spirit goes, oh, you're denying me, just like Peter, huh? Anyway, yeah, see, I'm drinking beer. See, I'm just like you guys, I'm drinking a beer. And you are an absolute bumbling knucklehead. You don't even blend in. The Holy Spirit's nudging you, and you're just miserable. Yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm really having a great time. And you're miserable. Why? Because you've been exposed to His glory, my friend, and you belong to Him. Stop messing with your life and get back to God. Honor Him. The hosts of heaven are singing hallelujah, honor. And look, we'll end with this. Hallelujah, power. His faithfulness. Why? Because of His power. After these things, now look, you guys, we are taking a field trip to the future in verse 1, and we are seeing eyewitness accounts because John was shown to the future, and it is you. John looked ahead and saw himself up there. John looks ahead and sees us there, and this is what you and I are going to be saying and singing. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation, glory, honor, and power. Power. Worship Him, says the Bible, because He alone is our power. This is God's power to perform. What I didn't touch on today, and I'll wrap up with this, is what is also included in verse 1. This declaration of verse 1 covers theologically from Genesis 1:1 all the way out to the conclusion of Revelation 22. Meaning that it is God who is the creator of all that there is. He is the sustainer. He keeps us. He is the life giver. He's the one that's in control. He's the one that will culminate. He's the one that will conclude. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The one who was, who is to come, the Almighty. He's it. He is it. And so we end with this. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, or Dad. If you're Italian, it's Papa, seriously. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, we shall also be glorified together with Him. Until we see Him coming in the rapture, until we die and meet Him, we suffer in this world. The Bible says nature's groaning. You don't look at your suffering. But as I watch, you are an hour and a half older now since this service started. You're suffering. Are you a child of God? Will you be with us? You guys, you can close your Bible. We're all done. I got to tell you, God is so good. He's just so good. And you may think this is silly, but not for me. Last night, you know, I go to bed really early and I get up really early on Sundays. Last night, because we're getting ready for Israel, Lisa goes, we got to go to Target. We got to go to Walmart. We got to go. No, I don't want to go. Oh, come on. We'll get something to eat. No, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. She looks at me, what? I'm not hungry. I'm really hungry. And I don't want to go. I don't want to go. So I go. And we're sitting down at Rubio's over here, eating. And I noticed, and it was pretty packed, and I noticed that there were two police officers sitting there. And I noticed that they're wearing their jumpsuits. These are Air Bureau helicopter pilots. So I told Lisa, there's a couple helicopter pilots right there. She goes, yeah, okay, well, so what? So I was actually starting to get a little worried because I kept looking at them and eating, and I'm thinking, gosh, I hope these guys don't think I'm flirting with them. I mean, I'm like, God, I'm looking at the wings, you know, and the gun, and the call. Man, so cool. They look at little flight boots on there and jumpsuit. Man, so cool. And so Lisa turns around, and one of the officers said, "Hi, how are you?" So I'm thinking, "Boy, you're just right in my face saying hi to my wife in front of me like that, you know. I was the one flirting with him." Something about a man in uniform. And he goes, "Pastor Jack, do you remember when you dedicated my daughter?" So we started talking and stuff. And remember, I'm tired. And I got to go to bed in like a half hour. And he goes, "Hey, we just landed across the street here. You want to go flying?" And I go, "Yes." And he goes, "Come on, let's go." And I got up and I go, "See you, Lisa." And walked across the street and took off in the helicopter and, you know, went after some bad guys. And it was so cool. And then at the end, he flew over my house and just illuminated the house. Turned on the siren from the helicopter. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So my family comes outside and they're waving from the backyard. And it was so cool because as soon as he turned that light on, it illuminated, neighbors are out. "What's going on? Oh no, they've got Pastor Jack." But it was very cool because my family's out there like this. "Hi." And so when we landed, Lisa told me later, she goes, "Man, as soon as they turn that light on, you feel really weird inside. You're just exposed. I mean, everything was just, it's so weird, so lit up, and it just makes you want to throw your hands up and say, I quit, you know, or I give up, but you're not even guilty of anything, but yet the light makes you feel like it." The glory of God. Do you realize, Christian, you're going to walk into the presence of the glory of God? You're going to walk in, the Bible says, a grand entrance will be provided for you. The light of His glory is going to be shining, and you're going to be just fine. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you do not have that end. And today, you better make sure you have that end.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, concluding a study of Revelation 19 called Prelude to the Hallelujah Chorus. Join us on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio as we begin a look into the next few verses of this chapter. Remember, if you'd like to hear this broadcast once again, or any recent edition of Real Radio, visit us at www.realradioactive.org. You can listen again or download it to hear at some other time that's more conducive to your schedule. In fact, you can look into becoming a podcast subscriber. And there's no charge for any of this, by the way. We simply want to get the word out. RealRadioactive.org. And once you're there, you'll quickly see all the other reasons why you should visit our website often. RealRadioactive.org. Contact us by telephone, 909-393-7100. 909-393-7100. And if you've been enjoying Real Radio, remember that you can make a tax-deductible contribution to our radio fund. You may do so online, call us, or send in your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio is a broadcast outreach of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and is able to continue on the air reaching people for Christ because of your contributions. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.